Good evening. Hey, what's happening? Praise the Lord. Is this okay? Got it. All right. Joshua 5. Joshua. Here we go. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I think this is the right place. So. All right. Praise the Lord. Isn't it awesome? Thank you, God. Wow, what a good number of days we've had. Beautiful time of fellowship. And our pastor's retreat was great. Do we have the picture of the guys in the pastor's retreat? They can go up there. There it is. Yeah, we had 160 men. And not all of them pastors, but they're leaders and some students, and we just had a very rich time. We had a doctrinal teaching this morning. We had Pastor DeVries give a very good message. Pastor Dr. Chung this morning at 9, very good message about, well, I could repeat them. Maybe we will in the wrap. 11 o'clock on adoption, we are in the family. God is our Father with many privileges that we have because we are in the family. We said the angels are not in the family. They are in heaven. They are spirits. They are very similar. In a way, we are similar, but we are made in the image of God, and we are higher, though for a season we are lower than the angels. But our destiny is to be higher than them. For we will be in the Son of God, His bride, and in the Son, how does it go? There's a little poem. In the Son, I cannot be higher. I cannot higher be. For in the Son of God, I am as high as He. I am as high as the Son of God because we are His bride. So you cannot get higher than the Son of God, and He is God. So we are very high. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we would be called the children of God. Behold, it means it's an extraordinary thing. I'm getting it in the spirit over the last couple of weeks as I'm reading about it and thinking about it. It's like incredible privilege that we are the children of God and that God is our Father. And that this is God is saying to us. So we had that message at 11 o'clock. Tonight, we have this short piece I want to share with you. We'll do the offering. Then we have Pastor Stan Collins. And we have also Pastor Christian Diaz from Chile. He's going to share also. So we'll end it at 10 of 7. What's the time when we get out of here? 20 of 8, I think. 20 of 8. So that'll be about our time when we're done. So is that important? No. Why are you saying it? I don't know. I felt like saying it, I guess. Okay, now turn to Joshua chapter 5 in verse 15. This is interesting. 13. Joshua 5, 13. It came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes. Now, what is he doing in Jericho? What's going on? Where is Jericho? He came over the river. He came over the river, and he's going into the promised land, and he's meeting people. He's seeing the native people, the aborigines, we could call them, the native people of the area. Give me the names of some of those people groups. Canaanites, Perizzites, what? Gigashites, is it? Who are the people in Jerusalem? What was their name? Jebusites, yeah. Gibeonites, there's the Philistines, these are the native people. So he's coming in and he meets a man and he asks him, "Are you for us?" What does he mean, us? He means Jews. Are you for us, the Jews? who are you Jews? Well, 40 years ago we came out of Egypt, and you've heard of us, and we're coming in. We're coming in. Say that to your neighbor. We're coming in. We're coming in. Okay, we are, in other words, infiltrating. Infiltrating. Say that to your neighbor. Infiltrating. We are. Hey, I got a question. The Amish people are different, right? So they are in their community. Are they infiltrating? Are they infiltrating? Well, yeah, I just bought some special custard. They came into my kitchen. They sell their things, but do we become Amish? Are Amish people preaching, evangelizing? They are one way. They live a certain way. But what about Greater Grace people? We're coming in. We're coming into the culture. We're coming into the government. We're coming into the police station. Coming into the hospital. We're coming into the schools. We're coming into the university. We're coming in. What are you bringing with you? A message. You're coming in. We got something to say. We live a certain way. We love you. We're coming in with the gospel. I was at the gym. I swam this afternoon, and there was a guy with a big tattoo behind on his back in Greek, and I was trying to read it, I go, wow, you got a tattoo. It's in Greek in the back. And I'm like spelling it out. And he goes, and then I go, is it Philippines or, you know? He goes, it's Philippines. I mean, Philippians, sorry. Philippians. Philippines, no. It's Philippians. There was it. Philippians. And then he turns around and he goes, Pastor. I go, how, do you know me? He goes, I'm in your church. Okay, so are we in our world with something to say? Right? So look at the text here, chapter 5, verse 13. He lifted up his eyes, Joshua, and looked. And behold, a man stood opposite him. This is New King James. With a sword drawn in his hand. Who is the man that he meets? It says later there, he says, he is the commander of the Lord's army in verse 15. Who is that? That's Jesus. That's his Christ. This is called a theophany or a Christophany in the Old Testament. This is Christ appearing to Joshua. But he's a man. And he has a sword drawn. And Joshua says to him, are you for us, the Jews? Are you for us or are you against us? We're coming in. We're coming in. Are you for us or against us? And the Lord does something precious that I think is good for us. And he answers him. Go to verse 13, part B. A man opposite. And Joshua said, went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, no. I think he means I'm changing the conversation from for and against. I want you to be like in another way. I want you to worship. I know you're a general. I know you're a leader. I know God has a mission for you. I know you're a warrior. But I'm going to answer you and just not say, I am for you. I'm going to say no. And this is what he says, verse 14. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped. And said to him, What does my Lord say to his servant? No, but I'm the commander. Joshua fell down and worshiped him. And then he said, what do you have to say to me? And a commander could easily say, you know, get your troops ready. He could easily say, I want you to swing south and head in a west direction and drive north, and I'll be with you and we'll take over the promised land, which is what happened. But he didn't say that. This is what he said to him, verse 15. Take your sandal off your foot. And where else was that said? To Moses, when he was called, take your sandal off your foot. If you're a warrior, your shoes are important. But in this case, your shoes are not important. Are you for or against me? It's like, change the conversation. I want you to take your shoes off, because I am God. I want you to be a worshiper. That's how you will overcome. I think the devil wants to draw us into a fight, but I think it's better that we would be wise, we would be understanding, we would be worshipers, and then we would be able to infiltrate, but we, in a way, we are not hating people that are different. We are loving people that are different. In a way, we don't have to be right. We just have to have love. The issue is God. And he said, no, I'm on the Lord, that's the issue. The Lord is the issue. Look at the next verse. It says, verse 15, then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off, and the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. This is where his batteries will be recharged. His inner man will be renewed. He will be in the church with his shoes off and listening to God and being led in joy. There's sometimes joy. There's intimate relationship of Christ between us. There's a spirit of worship. And through God, we will do valiantly. Through God, we may live 10, 15, 20 years. Through God, we will do our work and not fight. It's kind of like, will we want to fight against the city of Baltimore? No, we want to just worship. We want to worship God, and he will give us the wisdom and the strength to help this city of Baltimore, to pray for the city of Baltimore. Are we looking for enemies? No, we are looking for God. And with God in the working place, we have the wisdom, we have the grace, we have the ministry. We're not fighting, we're worshiping. But as we worship, God makes us capable. The walls of Jericho came down without a shot fired. God did it. I am with you, Joshua. I am with you. If God is with us, then we can do great things and have the right target as we live in a world that is sometimes very blind, but very needy. Okay, amen. Turn to your neighbor and just say, what did he say? And try to repeat it back, and we'll move on. Let's do a little shout-out thing. If you were a pastor at the retreat, would you stand up? Just stand up where you are. This is without the microphone, but just, okay. All right, so you got to do anything fresh on your, stay standing, anything fresh on your mind that you can shout out to the crowd? Unity. Beautiful. There really was. It was like one. Pastor Liam?
He's still working.
He is working. Awesome. Pastor Elshon?
Aged woman teach young woman to love their husband.
Yes. Oh. For the internet audience, it was so good. It was so good. Aged women teach younger women to love their husbands. Titus chapter 2. Okay, Pastor Pete. Counterculture. Okay. Beautiful. Wasn't that a good message? Or was it right? Justin? Yeah, it was refreshing. It was like we hadn't seen some guys for a while. We're in a different environment, different guys. It was just a beautiful God, whatever the Lord, using many people. I think 40 or 50 guys got to share, which was really awesome. Every part of it was rich. One more. How about over here, Pastor? Which one? Yeah, what we need, perilous times, and the scripture is what we need. Titus 2:1, 2 Timothy 3. Beautiful. Okay, that's good. Thank you so much for the offering. For the offering, thank you for your giving on the internet. Thank you for your giving. We are receiving, using our gifts and offerings for the work of the ministry. We're very thankful. We're very effective. We have a great staff. We have great purpose. We're seeing beautiful things happen. And we just thank you for the support and the giving. Lord, bless this offering in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's my privilege to introduce to you Pastor Christian Diaz. I have known Pastor Christian since 1987, and we met in Santiago, Chile, in the third floor of a building where services were being held, and they now have Adriana, his wife. They have four children, and they are waiting for their first grandchild in February, so they're pretty excited about that. So it's great. So we're going to hear from him right now. So please welcome Pastor Christian Diaz from Rancagua, Chile.
Okay, buenas noches.
Good evening
a todos.
To everyone.
Quiero invitarlos, por favor, a abrir sus Biblias.
I want to invite you to open your Bibles.
En el libro de Tito.
To the book of Titus.
Capítulo 1.
Chapter 1.
Los hermanos de Rancagua, los hermanos de la iglesia envían saludos a ustedes.
And all the brethren from the church in Rancagua greet you.
Tito, capítulo 1, verso 1 y 2.
Titus chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect, in their knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began.
Padre, te adoramos.
Lord, Father, we worship you.
Te adoramos, we adore nuestro Dios soberano.
Our sovereign God.
Tú estás sobre todo.
You are over all.
Tú reinas sobre todo.
You reign over all.
Está todo bajo tu control.
Everything's under your control.
Tu dominio.
Your dominion.
Te adoramos porque eres nuestro Dios soberano.
We adore you because you are our sovereign Lord.
Nuestra vida está en tus manos.
Our lives are in your hands.
Te pertenecemos.
We belong to you.
Somos tuyos.
We belong to you.
Yo pido.
I ask,
en el nombre de tu Hijo Jesús,
this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ,
nuestro Salvador,
our Savior,
bendice esta palabra,
bless this word,
úngela, Padre,
anoint it,
háblanos,
speak to us,
enséñanos,
teach us,
corrígenos,
correct us,
queremos oír tu voz,
we want to hear your voice,
en el nombre de tu Hijo,
in the
oramos,
name of your Son, we pray,
amén,
amen.
Dios no miente.
God does not lie.
Tenemos un Dios que no miente.
We have a God that does not lie.
En el verso 2,
in verse 2,
Pablo le dice a Tito,
Paul says to Titus,
tenemos un Dios que no miente.
We have a God who cannot lie.
Y esta idea, esta es la idea.
And this is the idea.
Que abre para nosotros el libro de Tito.
And it opens the book of Titus for us.
Cuando entendemos esta idea,
when we understand this idea,
podemos entender el libro de Tito.
We can understand the book of Titus.
Tenemos un Dios que no miente.
We have a God that cannot lie.
¿Por qué dice eso Pablo?
Why does Paul say that?
¿Por qué lo dice?
Why does he say it?
Los dioses griegos,
the Greek gods,
y el dios más importante Zeus,
and Zeus, their most important god,
eran dioses mentirosos.
They were
engañadores,
lying gods, deceitful gods.
Eran dioses que engañaban a las mujeres.
They were gods who deceived women.
Los dioses griegos eran inmorales.
The Greek gods were immoral.
Mentirosos, engañadores,
liars, deceivers,
truanes. Truanes.
False gods.
Falsos.
False gods.
Falsos.
False gods.
Esto era lo que los cretenses.
This is what the Cretans
pensaban de sus dioses.
That they thought about their gods.
Y Pablo le dice a Tito, yo te dejé en Creta.
And Paul says to Titus, I left you in Crete.
Para que tú corrijas
so
cosas.
That you correct things.
Tú debes corregir estas cosas.
You have to correct these things.
Por eso te dejé en Creta.
And that's why I left you in Crete.
Porque la gente en Creta, en esta isla,
because the people in Crete on this island,
tenía esa idea, ese concepto,
they had this idea and this concept,
de Dios,
of God.
Dios mentiroso.
Lying
dioses
gods,
mentirosos. Sus gods. Dioses eran dioses mentirosos.
Your gods are lying gods.
En el verso 12, capítulo 1, verso 12.
In verse 12 of chapter 1,
Pablo menciona a un profeta.
Paul mentions a prophet.
Un poeta cretense.
A Cretan poet.
Y él dice los cretenses en el verso 12.
Verse 12 he says one of the Cretans,
siempre mentirosos.
A prophet of their own said Cretans are always liars.
¿Por qué los cretenses?
Why were the Cretans?
Eran siempre mentirosos.
Always liars.
¿Por qué los cretenses eran mentirosos?
Why were they liars?
Porque tenían dioses mentirosos.
Because their gods were lying.
Sus dioses
gods.
Mentían.
Sus, their gods lied.
Sus dioses engañaban.
They deceived.
Sus dioses eran tramposos.
Their gods were tricksters.
Y ellos eran tal cual como sus dioses.
And they were exactly like their gods.
Y aquí tenemos un principio.
And here we have a principle.
En el Salmo 115.
In Psalm 115.
Verso 5 al 8.
5 to 8.
Menciona que los dioses paganos, los ídolos paganos.
So it says the pagan idols.
Tienen boca y no hablan.
They have a mouth but they can't speak.
Ojos y no ven.
They have eyes and they can't see.
Oídos y no oyen.
They have ears and they don't hear.
Narices y no huelen.
And they have noses that can't smell.
Manos y no palpan.
And they have hands that can't touch or feel.
Tienen pies pero no caminan.
They have feet and they can't walk.
No hablan con su garganta.
They don't speak with their throat.
Pero el verso 8 dice.
But verse 8 says.
Verse
8 says,
semejantes a ellos,
like their gods,
son los que los adoran.
Are those who worship them.
Hay una relación directa.
There's a direct relation.
Hay una relación directa entre el Dios que adoramos y lo que somos.
There's a direct connection between the God that we worship and who we are.
De alguna manera.
In one way or another,
de alguna forma,
in one form or another,
llegamos a ser lo que adoramos.
We end up becoming like the one we worship.
Y si los cretenses tenían dioses mentirosos,
and if the Cretans had lying gods,
engañadores,
deceitful gods,
entonces ellos,
so then they,
era una cultura mentirosa,
had a lying culture,
una cultura engañadora.
They had a deceitful culture.
Pablo le dice a Tito,
Paul says to Titus,
corrige algunas cosas.
Correct these things.
El mensaje que yo tengo para ti, Tito,
the message that I have for you, Titus,
no es un mensaje popular.
is not a popular message.
No es un mensaje que todo el mundo va a querer oír.
It is not a message that everybody will want to hear.
Es un mensaje que va contra esta cultura.
It's a message that goes against the culture.
Es un mensaje que va contra la cultura de la mentira.
It's a message that goes against the culture of lying.
Del engaño.
They against deceit.
Hermanos,
brothers and sisters,
nosotros tenemos un mensaje contra cultura.
We have a countercultural message.
Tenemos un mensaje contra esta cultura.
We have a message against this culture.
Si creemos en la Biblia, tenemos un mensaje contra cultura.
If we believe in the Bible, we have a countercultural message.
La Biblia tiene un mensaje contra esta cultura.
The Bible has a message that's against the culture.
Pablo comienza a decir algunas cosas que Tito tiene que hacer y
Paul starts to tell Titus about some things that he has to do.
Él va a hablar de varias cosas que son contra cultura.
And he mentions a few things that are against the culture.
Lo primero que dice,
the first thing he says is,
es que el liderazgo de la iglesia,
the leadership of the church,
los ancianos,
the older men,
deben ser hombres irreprensibles.
They should be men without fault.
Maridos de una sola mujer.
They should be men with one wife.
Esto es contra cultura.
This is against the culture.
Los cretenses se casaban para divorciarse y se divorciaban para casarse.
The Cretans married to divorce and divorced to remarry.
Maridos de una sola mujer.
Husbands of only one wife.
Contra cultura.
Against the culture.
No soberbio.
Not proud.
No codiciosos de ganancias deshonestas.
Not covetous.
Verso 9.
Verse 9 of Titus.
Retenedores de la palabra fiel.
Keepers of the faithful word.
Estos hombres deben ser retenedores de la palabra fiel.
Those that retain the faithful word.
Deben predicar la palabra fielmente.
They had to preach the word faithfully.
Los líderes de la iglesia en Creta deben predicar la palabra fielmente.
The leaders of the church of Crete had to preach the word faithfully.
Pablo le dice a Timoteo.
Paul says to Timothy.
Predica la palabra.
Preach the word.
Timoteo, predica la palabra.
Timothy, preach the word.
Pablo no le dijo a Timoteo.
Paul didn't say to Timothy.
Predica sobre la palabra.
Preach about the word.
Le dijo, predica la palabra.
He said, preach the word.
No tus opiniones.
Not your opinions.
No tus sueños.
Not your dreams.
No tus anhelos.
Not your.
No lo que tú crees.
Not what you believe.
No importa lo que tú crees.
It doesn't matter what you believe.
Queremos la Biblia.
We want the Bible.
Queremos la Biblia.
We want the Bible.
Queremos la Biblia.
We want the Bible.
Queremos que este púlpito predique la Biblia.
We want that this pulpit preaches the Bible.
¿Cuántos quieren que este púlpito siga predicando la palabra?
How many of you want that this pulpit continues to preach the word?
Después,
after,
Pablo va a decir las mujeres.
Paul's going to speak about the women.
¿Cuántas mujeres tenemos acá?
How many women do we have here?
¿Cómo deben ser las mujeres?
So how should the women be?
Reverentes en su porte.
Reverent in your in their behavior.
¿Qué quiere decir eso?
What does this mean?
Mujeres no frívolas.
Women who are not frivolous.
Mujeres no frívolas.
Women who are not frivolous.
Maestras del bien.
Teachers of good.
Y dice dos cosas después.
And then it says two things following.
Que estas mujeres,
these women,
deben enseñar a las mujeres jóvenes,
they should teach to the younger women,
dos cosas.
Two things.
Amar a sus maridos.
To love their husbands.
Amen a sus maridos.
To love their husbands.
¿Hay algo más contra cultura que eso?
Is there anything more countercultural than that?
¿Sabe lo que oímos ahora, lo que estamos oyendo?
You know what we're hearing now, what we hear?
Yo he visto en las murallas allá en Chile.
I've seen in the walls in Chile.
Mata al macho.
Kill the man. Kill the macho man. Kill the man.
Mata al macho.
Kill the man.
Aborta si es hombre.
Kill him if he's a baby boy.
Ya, no es solo igualdad.
It's not just equality.
Es supremacía.
It's supremacy.
Las mujeres ya dicen, no necesitamos a los hombres.
They say, we don't need men.
Pero tenemos un mensaje contracultura.
But we have a countercultural message.
Las mujeres deben enseñar a las mujeres jóvenes a amar a sus maridos.
The older women should teach the younger women to love their husbands.
Y amar a sus hijos.
And to love their children.
¿Sabe qué significa eso, amar a sus hijos?
Do you know what that means, to love your children?
Enseña a sus hijos. Enséñalos.
Teach them.
Si tú los amas, fórmalos.
If you love them, teach them.
Enseña a tus hijos honrar a los adultos.
Teach your children to
honrar a los adultos.
To honor the adults.
Enseña a tus hijos a amar a Dios.
Teach them to love God.
Enseña a tus hijos a honrar la autoridad.
Teach them to love authority.
Enseña a tus hijos a amar la patria.
Teach them to love the country.
Amar la tierra donde naciste.
To love the country where you were born.
A cantar la canción, el himno nacional con amor.
To sing the national anthem with love.
Amar la bandera.
To love the flag.
Como lo que hicimos esta mañana.
What we said this morning.
Oramos por la policía, increíble.
We pray for the police.
Tenemos que enseñar.
We have to teach.
Eso es lo que estamos llamados.
That's we're called to that.
Contra cultura, ¿no?
Against the culture.
Después Pablo en el verso 9 les va a hablar a los siervos.
And now he speaks in verse 9 to the servants.
Que ellos sean obedientes.
That they are obedient.
Que agraden a su jefe en todo.
That they please their boss in everything.
Agrada a tu jefe en todo.
That they please their boss in everything.
Pero tú no sabes, pastor, cómo es mi jefe.
But, pastor, you don't know my boss.
No, no sé.
No,
pero yo
I
tuve
don't.
Jefe también.
But I have a boss too.
Pero sabe lo que está diciendo Pablo?
But do you know what Paul is saying here?
Nuestro jefe no es otra persona que nuestro Dios.
But our boss is really no one other than God.
Porque todo lo que hacemos.
Because everything we do.
Todo lo que hacemos.
Everything we do.
Todo lo que hacemos.
Everything we
do. Lo hacemos para Dios.
We do it for God.
Calvino dijo, Juan Calvino dijo.
John Calvin said.
Toda fábrica.
Every factory,
todo mercado,
every market,
cada trabajo,
every work,
debe ser un templo,
should be a temple,
debe ser un templo,
should be a temple,
porque ahí adoramos a Dios,
because there we worship God.
Cada clavo que clavamos,
every nail that we hammer,
cada persona que atendemos,
every person that we talk to,
no lo hacemos para nuestro jefe,
we don't do it for our boss,
lo hacemos para Dios,
we do it for God,
lo hacemos para Dios,
we do it for God,
porque trabajamos para Dios,
because we work for God.
Voy a correr ahora.
I'm going to go fast.
Tenemos ahora una salvación contra cultura.
We have a salvation that's against the culture.
Verso 11, capítulo 2, verso 11.
Chapter 2, verse 11.
La gracia de Dios.
The grace of God.
La gracia de Dios.
The grace of God.
Somos salvos por la gracia de Dios.
We are saved by the grace of God.
Somos salvos por la gracia de Dios sin mérito humano.
We're saved by the grace of God without any human effort, merit.
Ah, pero yo soy una persona buena.
Well, I'm a good person.
Yo hago cosas buenas, pastor.
Oh, pastor, I do good things.
Yo enseñé años atrás el libro de Romanos.
Years ago I taught Romans.
Capítulo 3.
Chapter 3.
Verso 19.
Verse 19.
Dios nos dio la ley.
God gave us the law
para que toda boca se cierre.
To close every mouth.
Dios nos dio la ley para que toda boca se cierre.
God gave us the law to shut every mouth.
Cuando la gente dice, oh, yo soy una persona buena.
When people say, I'm a good person.
Yo amo las mascotas.
Oh, I pet the dog, animals.
Yo ayudo a la gente de edad.
I help people.
Cuando voy en mi auto.
When I drive my car.
Y alguien quiere ocuparme el lugar, digo, por supuesto.
And when someone cuts me off, I go, please.
¿Tú quieres ocupar el estacionamiento que yo vi primero?
Oh, you want my parking space that I was about to go into first?
Por supuesto.
Oh, of course.
Adelante.
Oh, go ahead, right ahead.
Oh, soy una persona buena.
I'm a good person.
¿Sabes lo que dice Pablo?
Is this what Paul is saying? Oh, Paul says.
Dios nos dio la ley para que toda boca se cierre.
God gave us the law to shut every mouth.
Yo soy una persona buena.
Oh, I'm a good person.
Cállate.
Shut up.
Pero yo hago cosas buenas.
But I do good things.
Cállate.
Shut up.
No hay nadie bueno.
There's nobody good.
Nadie va a ir al cielo porque es bueno.
No one goes to heaven
because
they're good.
Porque no hay nadie bueno.
Because there's no one good.
Vamos al cielo por la pura gracia de Dios.
We go to heaven by the pure grace of God.
Porque fue Dios el que me buscó.
Because it's God who saved us.
Fue Dios el que me buscó.
It's God who looked for, searched for me.
Yo iba camino al infierno, camino al infierno. Camino al infierno.
The way to hell.
Yo iba camino al infierno.
I was on the way to hell.
Y un día el Señor apareció en mi vida. And Él me buscó.
One day the Lord appeared in my life, searching for me, looking for me.
Somos salvos por la gracia de Dios.
We are saved by the grace of God.
Último punto.
Last point.
Es verdad ahora.
Oh, now I really mean it.
Capítulo 2, verso 13.
Chapter 2, verse 13.
Tenemos un liderazgo contra cultura.
We have a leadership that's against the
culture.
Tenemos
familias contra cultura.
We have families against the culture.
Siervos contra cultura.
We have servants against the culture.
Tenemos una salvación contra cultura.
We have a salvation that's against the culture.
Y escucha esto.
Now listen to this.
Tenemos una esperanza.
We have a hope.
Contra cultura.
Against the culture.
Tenemos una esperanza.
We have a hope.
Tenemos una gran esperanza.
We have a great hope.
Esperamos la promesa. Esperamos la promesa.
We wait for the promise.
Sí, Señor Jesús.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Sí, Señor Jesús.
Yes,
ven
Lord
por
Jesus.
Tu novia.
Come.
Ven
come
por
for
tu
your
iglesia.
Bride. Come for your
esa iglesia
church.
Que tú compraste con tu sangre.
The church that you bought with your
esa iglesia
blood.
Que te pertenece.
That church that belongs to you.
Confiamos en eso. We, y lo esperamos.
We believe in this. We wait
lo
for
anhelamos.
This. We hope in this. We desire this.
¿Cuántos esperan?
How many have this hope?
La manifestación gloriosa.
The glorious manifestation.
Tenemos una esperanza contra cultura.
We have a hope that's against the culture, contrary to the culture.
No confiamos en el hombre para que solucione el problema del hombre.
We don't look to man to solve the problems that we have.
Confiamos en Dios.
We trust in God.
Nuestra esperanza es Dios.
Our hope is God.
Caminamos en un valle de sombra y de muerte.
We walk in the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death.
Somos extranjeros y peregrinos.
We are strangers and foreigners.
Este no es nuestra tierra, no es nuestro.
This is not our land. This is not our
tenemos,
place.
Tenemos un lugar.
We
mejor
have a place.
Este. Nos tomamos de la mano del Señor.
We take God by the hand.
Mientras caminamos en este valle de sombra y de muerte.
As we walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Porque tenemos una esperanza.
Because we have hope.
Tres jóvenes. Tres jóvenes.
Three youth.
Cuando escuchen el sonido de la trompeta.
When we hear the sound of the trumpet.
Ustedes deben inclinarse.
We need to kneel down.
Ustedes deben arrodillarse.
We have to kneel down.
Y adorar a la imagen de Nabucodonosor.
And worship the image of Nebuchadnezzar.
Todos deben inclinarse ante la imagen de Nabucodonosor.
Everybody has to kneel before the image of the statue of Nebuchadnezzar.
Se oyó el sonido de la trompeta.
When you hear the sound of the trumpet.
Todos se inclinaron.
Everyone bowed down.
Excepto.
Except.
Tres jóvenes.
Three young men.
Sadrach, Mesach,
Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Hermanos, no nos arrodillamos a este sistema.
We don't bow before this system.
No nos vamos a arrodillar a este sistema.
We don't kneel before this system.
Como dijo el Señor Jesús, las puertas del infierno no prevalecerán contra la iglesia de Jesucristo.
As Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church.
Las puertas del infierno no prevalecerán contra la iglesia de Jesucristo.
The gates of hell will not prevail against the church
of Jesus
Christ.
No nos vamos a arrodillar a este sistema.
We will not kneel before this system.
No vamos a aceptar sus mentiras.
We will not accept their lies.
Somos una iglesia contra cultura.
We are a church that is against the culture.
Somos una iglesia que tiene un liderazgo contra cultura.
We have a church that is against the We have a leadership that's against the culture.
Tenemos familias contra cultura.
And families against the culture.
Tenemos una salvación contra cultura.
And a salvation that's against the culture.
Tenemos una esperanza contra cultura.
And a hope that's against the
¿Sabe
culture.
Por qué?
Do you know why?
Porque tenemos un Dios contra cultura.
Because we have a God who's against
es
the culture.
Es un Dios que no miente.
Is a God
es un
that
Dios
cannot
que
lie.
No miente.
He cannot
Nuestro
lie.
Dios es un Dios que no miente.
Our God is a God who cannot lie.
Él es un Dios que no miente.
He does not lie, our God.
2 Corintios capítulo 13, verso 8.
2 Corinthians 13, 8.
Pablo dice,
Paul says,
porque no podemos nada contra la verdad.
He says, we can do nothing against the truth.
Pero por la verdad.
But for the truth.
Nuestro Dios es un Dios que no miente.
Our God is a God that cannot lie.
Y esta es la iglesia.
And this is the church.
Esta es su iglesia.
This is your church.
Es una iglesia contra cultura.
It's a church that goes against the culture.
No nos vamos a arrodillar.
We will not bow, kneel.
No lo vamos a hacer.
We're not going to do it.
Que Dios los bendiga.
God bless you.
Okay, so let's all, wow, let's say wow one more time. Okay, now let's bow our heads. Let us bow our heads. Yes. If you're here tonight, and I was waiting for translation for a second. Yeah, if you're here tonight, and you've been being lied to by the culture, but you recognize that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and we're talking about Him. He's all we talk about. We only talk about Jesus. If you're here tonight and you don't have Jesus, then you don't have life yet. But you can. You can. Please, if you're here and you don't have Jesus in your heart, then just cry out to Him. The angels worship Him. We worship Him. The family worships Him. You can be part of the family that worships Jesus Christ. Just cry out to Him, to Jesus, and ask Him. Just say, save me. Jesus, I believe. I believe who You are and what You did, that You died for my sins. I trust You. And if you're here tonight and you're praying that prayer, would you just quickly raise your hand? Is there someone here tonight? You're just saying, Jesus, save me. Jesus, come into my life. Save me. I want the truth. I want the life. On the internet also, receive him. Thank you, Lord. You are who we worship. And we're so grateful. Yes. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.